In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Tomorrow, as we all know, we celebrate or we commemorate the fasting of the people of Nineveh. And this wonderful story that we celebrate every year, it's a season for us to repent. And also, there are many meanings that we can learn from this incident that happened many, many years ago. God worked with Jonah to restore him back and to treat him from the problems that he had. Yes, God worked with the people of Nineveh. The story was about them coming back to God. But meanwhile, Jonah also had some issues, and God dealt with it in a way to restore his son and to get him on track. At the beginning, we all know that Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. And later on, after he was thrown to the sea and was taken by the great fish for 3 days, he was convinced to go and preach. After this, we all learned that when he came back from preaching to the people of Nineveh, and the people repented and God accepted the repentance, that this displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he became angry. Sometimes this happens while we deal with people who are close to us. I ask my son or my daughter to do something against her will or his will, and then after a nag, an argument, then he does it and he comes back angry. Sometimes we as parents feel like he doesn't have the right to be angry. We should deal with this anger in a way that shut this boy or this girl up. He should not be angry. Let us see how God dealt with the unreasonable anger of Jonah. When he felt sorry for himself that his words fell to the ground. At the beginning, God asked him a simple question to make him review his position. God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?" He didn't blame him of anything. He didn't try to argue with him at the beginning by any way or mean. He just asked him a question, "Is it right for you to be angry?" God actually did this many times with people who were taken in sin. At the beginning, he asked Adam, "Why are you hiding? Did you eat from the fruit?" He wanted him to speak, to talk. This is what God is seeking from all of us, to talk with him, to reveal ourselves to him. Maybe when we speak loudly what we feel, we will see that this was not reasonable. We did not have any right to be angry or to be displeased with him. God asked Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry?" He was waiting upon him to talk. Sometimes we are angry at God. We feel like God was not fair to us. We were expecting something from him. He didn't grant us what we wish. It is the best time for us to speak and to talk. Maybe when we are talking to him, we will know that it was not right. What we are doing was not right. How do we feel was not justified, is not reasonable. This is a very good way for us to deal with a person who is angry and we want to restore this person back. Just asking a question to open a dialogue without coming on his case saying, "How you can become angry? You cannot be." This is not fair that you ask somebody not to be upset by a decision you made. God insisted that Jonah will go. "You are the one who is going to do it, nobody else. Even if you hide, if you run, I will come after you. You cannot run from me. You will do it." But when he became angry, God was not angry at Jonah. He just asked him, "Let us talk. Come. Come in the light and let us have a dialogue." So at the beginning, God asked him this question to make him to review his position. Jonah didn't answer God. Because of his anger, he just left him and he turned his back and he went his way. We hear that, so Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. I imagine this if I talk to my son and I tell him, "Why you are angry?" And he doesn't answer me and he turns his back and go away. Sometimes, not sometimes, in 99% of the times, we will run after this son and get him back. Come here and talk to me. I am talking to you. Come here and tell me. I asked you a question. God didn't do this with Jun. He waited upon him patiently. If you don't want to talk now, I will wait upon you. How meek God dealt with Jonah. How he is giving us a lesson that even he is God, that no one dares to stand before him. Jonah is angry at him. He is leaving him and going his way, and God waiting upon his son to come, and we talk later on. It's a lesson for us how the nice words, patience, would make any situation to be resolved, any conflict to calm down without losses, either on your side or the side of your son or daughter. Then Jonah left God alone and left God and turned and went his way. God went after Jonah in a different way this time. So he gave him a plant, and this plant made a tree and covered and made a shade over Jonah. And Jonah was very happy with this. It was like a toy. He liked the plant. God did not give him a plant only to comfort him, but he wanted to give him a parallel example. Then, after he enjoyed the plant for one day, he gave him a worm, and the worm went and ate the plant. By giving him this parallel example, he was trying to help him to visualize how those people of Nineveh were dear to God, as this plant was dear to Jonah. He gave him something, an illustration, to try to explain to him, you were so much sorry for the plant that it came in one day and died in one day. How can I not to pity the people of Nineveh? He did not argue with Jonah, but rather he tried to give him a parallel example. Okay, you don't want to listen to me, you don't want to talk, let me give you something to play with, and then maybe from this part I will be trying to talk to you. Look how much God is putting here, like from his, I don't know his time, God doesn't have time, but from his meekness and from his long suffering, is giving his son a parallel example to start and open a dialogue with him. After this, God started to explain himself to Jonah in love and meekness. Jonah was angry again because the worm ate the plant. Things are escalating now. It's going worse and worse. So God said to him, the Lord said, you have had pity on the plant for which you have not labored, nor made it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not pity Nineveh, that great city in which are more than 120,000 persons who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, and much livestock? God explained himself. You don't want to answer me? Let me explain to you my position. The easiest thing to fix a situation with the children is to yell at them. Say, that's it. Go away from my face. I don't want to talk with you. That's it. You just do it and that's it. But this is not the way, actually, you raise him or raise her. Sometimes we assume that the children will get what is in the mind of their parents. They read their minds. This is not right. They do not understand our position. Make it easy for them and explain yourself. God did it with Jonah. Why we feel like it's too much for us to take some time and we talk with them? Usually parents say that I am too busy. I don't have time. I just want him to abide what I am saying. God had time for Jonah. How can we do not have time for our children? At the end of the day, those children that we always say to ourselves and to the people, we are laboring to raise them, we are doing our very best for them. All of my life is to my family. And when time come to test this saying, we say, I don't have time, I have short temper, I'm not going to discuss anything. God explained himself. God the Almighty, the Great, no one would dare to question his deeds. He took time to explain to Jonah what did he do, how he looked to the people of Nineveh, how he bitted them as people who do not know what is right and what is wrong. It's an example for us to deal with the people who are under our authority when they come sometimes and become angry and do not understand us. make yourself understood to the best of your ability. Take time to explain, to have a dialogue. And the dialogue here, God is speaking with Jonah as if a dialogue between equals, as if like they are head to head. Jonah, let me explain to you. At the end, God dealt with Jonah as a loving father. He worked to restore him rather than getting angry at him. God did not fix a situation by yelling at Jonah and saying, "That's it. You cannot be angry at me. I am God. You listen. If you don't like it, you go your way." God worked with him to restore him back as a loving father, not as a man of authority, not as a master that is dealing with a servant. Yes, this is the reality, but this is not how God wants us to deal with the people whom we are in charge of their souls. God did not only restore the people of Nineveh or the sailors, but he also restored Jonah and get him back. He restored him back and dealt with his pride, dealt with his rebellion, and also dealt with his anger. The way God dealt with him gave us a lesson. Let us review this and put it in the back of our minds when we are dealing with an angry person whom we care about. First of all, God asked him a simple question to make him review his position and to come with a dialogue. Secondly, even when Jonah didn't answer, God waited upon him patiently. We will talk about it later. It's okay. Nothing is going to happen between today and tomorrow. It's not insult that my son is angry and doesn't want to answer. Give him some time. He gave him the plant and the worm as a parallel example, so I can make you to visualize what I am talking about. Number four, he explained himself to Jonah in love and meekness. At the end, as a loving father, he worked to restore him rather than to be getting angry at him in return. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.